Timmins. In mid-December, the Ontario Hockey Federation, OHF, sent out a bulletin to its member partners with an update on freedom of player movement. The OHF bulletin states that the new regulations are to enhance the participants' experience and accessibility for the 2025-26 hockey system. The changes are aimed to update current policies and create a structure that better serves players and families across the province. The bulletin also states that after a meeting in Toronto, there was a vote that was carried to remove residency regulations for the U10 age group and above in all categories from House League to AAA inclusive. Specifically, the four minor hockey members, which includes the Minor Hockey Alliance of Ontario, Greater Toronto Hockey League, Northern Ontario Hockey Association, and the Minor Hockey Association. "This is a transformational and historic moment for hockey in the OHF," said Phil McKee, executive director. "These changes are designed to create a more inclusive and player-focused system, ensuring every participant has fun and the opportunity to thrive. Through collaboration and listening to our hockey community, we are shaping a stronger future for the game. This initiative aligns boys and co-ed hockey with the structure of the Ontario Women's Hockey Association and the standards followed by most sports organizations across Ontario and Canada." Key points and regulation changes include players in the U10 age and above the opportunity to participate with the association of their choice regardless of category, AAA, AA, A, BB, B, etc. House League players in the U9 and below can continue to play anywhere within the OHF. Players in the U9 and below in MD and Select will participate within their member, example NOAA, under member regulations for Select and Minor Development Hockey. The OHF is implementing a temporary hold on the addition of representative teams at the U10 age group and above by associations and OHF members. This hold will allow for a thorough review and adjustment of the number of teams at each age group and category. To improve accessibility and participation, the OHF, in conjunction with our minor members, will work to establish geographically structured leagues. This new framework will reduce travel burdens and promote a more inclusive hockey environment across all regions. The OHF and its members will introduce timelines and increase penalties for recruiting players, tampering, during the current season, on other teams for the next season. Such penalties will apply to anyone involved with the team. The Player Movement Committee will remain active, adjusting the rules and regulations for the 2026-2027 season and addressing any unintended consequences that may arise. The information above is from the OHF website. If you should have further questions as parents, you can call or email your local associations or OHF member partner. "I feel this is an exciting initiative that will benefit players, parents, and coaches throughout the province. It also brings in line most of the age categories that were initially left off player movement regulations. What kind of animals post death threats to teenage boys who did not medal at a world championship? While I'm a little disappointed Canada did not medal, I'm extremely disappointed to realize idiots who post death threats live within our borders. Not only are actions like this immoral but also illegal." Later skater. "Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.